Our next guest has played bass guitar in a few bands you might recognize, like the Material Boys, Baghdad Scuba Review, and Groovulous Glove. Bassist Eric Redash will unite with two of his old bands as Baghdad Scuba Review and Groovulous Glove have announced upcoming shows, and here in the studio to tell us about these legendary Madison jam bands is Eric Redash. Eric, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy and Rocker, it's so good to be, I might even be as bold to say, be back on your show after a long time.
You've been around the block for a while now, and we appreciate your support over the years and giving us your music and coming on and having a chat with us about your stuff.
Well, you know, Jimmy, I was telling you that Groovulous Glove, we go back a long ways. You were like, how far back? And I remember... Eric used to come to the Madison Musicians Guild meetings.
Yes.
And we would have at the clinic. I think those were like the clinic days. We moved around a bit. But yeah, that was probably back in like mid-90s, late 90s.
Cheers to the clinic, by the way.
Way back in the scene.
And that was back when he was in Groovulous Glove, and he was really... you know, active in the, and I don't think the jam.
We were just beating the pavement trying to get gigs, you know, that's all I was trying to do. But yeah, I got involved in all this stuff and met people. And
well, you know, that actually brings us to our first question, which, you know, before we get to the bands that you've been in, tell us a little bit about yourself, because your musical upbringing and what you brought down to Madison.
Oh, yeah, it goes way back. I grew up in Superior, Wisconsin, at the top of the state. You know, remember getting into Kiss back in the day. You know, that was the first big band in third grade or something like that. And then it was air bands and then actually playing instruments. And I even played in a hard rock, kind of a heavy metal, alternative metal band up there for like, I think it was like 6 years or so. We did couple original albums.
And Duluth is like right across.
Duluth, yeah. I could tell you stories about all that. But yeah, we would play in the Minneapolis area. We'd drive down to Minneapolis. Yeah. But yeah, I even remember
doing... drive down to Minneapolis.
Yeah, from up there. It was actually down.
You even got the up there. The up there.
Up there, you youper. But yeah, I don't know if you know, what was his name? Alan Sparhawk from the band Low. We did some, I don't want to say shows with them, but I remember some open mics and things like that where our band was playing and an early version of his band was playing and stuff like that. But then, yeah, before I even moved down here, I'd played at First Avenue, you know, the smaller side stage place.
Oh, yeah.
But
what was that called? I forget.
I think it was the stage door there?
The stage door.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that was it.
So I got my, you know, kind of cut my teeth up there in music and you know, moved down here. And I wasn't really even planning on getting into music right away, but worked with people. And they said, oh, you know, there's this band starting. They need a bass player. And that's all the all I needed.
Do you have a car?
Yeah, exactly. You got an amp. You got a car. Okay, you're hired.
What brought you down to Madison from Duluth?
Oh, just I needed to get out of there. It was kind of a small town, you know, and you know, not that small comparatively, but just needed a change of pace, needed a change of scenery, opportunities, needed a job maybe.
Well, you've been here ever since you came down, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Madison is my home now.
Well, tell us a little bit about Groovulous Glove. I want to say, what was that, like mid-90s?
Groovulous Glove, yeah. We started playing out in, I think it was 96, 95 or so, Badger Bowl days, and we were just kind of latching on to whatever show we could even open for metal bands back then, I think. Wow. They liked us because we were kind of bluesy and didn't upset things too much. You know, we weren't going to show anyone up back in those days. But
cheers to the Badger Bowl.
Yes.
Well, give the drummer
some. I could name all these
you're
clubs.
Making me cry here, man.
OK's Corral and all that stuff we played at.
Give the drummer some. Who is the drummer that? I can't remember.
Shane Gurno.
Shane Gurno.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he was cranking out there, man.
Absolutely. You know, there was joke. You know, best. There was jokes about. Awesome drummer. Let's just say that. Yeah, Larry Hill, Alex Holstein, James Sumwalt, and Ryan Dose were some members of that band. Yeah, had a lot of great times. Played a lot of festivals. Played a lot of shows.
Now, You guys are going to get back together. Grooveless Glove is playing later this summer at the Sunshine Soul Festival. And that happens at the Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona on August 26th. Tell us about the reunion and, you know, how that works.
Well, that festival, in fact, has been a little bit of a reunion place for Grooveless Glove. We reunited there. You know, I think their festival has been going on for a while. They were out at the Capitol Brewery for a while. And then they moved it last year to the Wisconsin Brewing Company, and they asked Grooveless Glove to play, and we hadn't played for maybe five or more years, and we got together and had a blast, and there was even talk, you know, we've got these, you know, six or so songs that never got recorded, and, you know, so who knows, you know, but there was a lot of interest, and, you know, when you get together with people that you spend so much time with and had such a musical connection, you know, you just... You want to try and make it work again.
And then came Baghdad Scuba Review. Tell us about BSR. I mean, why is the band named after a scuba diving magazine in Iraq?
Yeah, that was just putting three words together, and it was during the height of the Baghdad War, I think. We were all trying to be political and make a statement, and it was a catchy thing at the time. We even spelled review wrong, you know.
You could send a couple. Well, that's perfect, because then you could send a couple of songs to George Bush when he was running for president, and you could use your music while you walked on stage. You know, it would have been beautiful.
We tried every chance we got, Jimmy.
Now
we did an Obama rally right on the steps of the. City County building back in the day, but
now who's give us the skinny on the Baghdad Scuba Review. Who's in that band?
Well, John Schneider, Chad Thompson, Jason Kruger, Justin Gershner, and Rob Block, and myself. Yeah, we had all played in previous bands, and we kind of we all found a collective interest at some open jams, and all of our maybe previous bands were kind of dying down a little bit, and we collaborated, wrote all this music, put out a couple albums, and played just a ton of shows, traveled all around the Midwest for years, did the Summerfest thing a few times, buses down there, you know, I could go on. But
Atwood Fest?
Oh, yes, of course. One of our favorites.
Actually, yeah. It wasn't Atwood Fest at the time. That was still Atwood Summerfest.
Yep.
Before the current Atwood Fest is going on. But Baghdad Scuba Review is reuniting for a show at the Harmony Bar in Madison on Friday, March 31st, here in just a couple weeks. That's going to be along with Electric Spanking and John Schneider Duo. It sounds like a bunch of guys that are from the band. What does it take to get all those fellows back in the same room?
Well, sometimes it takes an act of God, I think. At one time, I think it was Trump became president, and then we all wanted to write some new music, but at least we did some shows. And, you know, we've kind of, every year, we've done some kind of a reunion show, not always in public, but, you know, we did one last fall at the Harmony. We had a hell of a time, you know. We had people in the, you know, when you got people packed in the front singing your own original songs that you haven't played in, you know, 5-7 years, and it's just great feeling. So we want to keep it up. There again, we've got songs that haven't been recorded yet. There's talk about an EP or something.
No, that was my next question, which is, what's in the future for either of these bands?
Yeah. We're gonna do it.
What do you have a time? This is like breaking news here, so we're shaking in our boots.
Well,
now.
You know,
I'll calm down. I promise.
I can't put a timeline on it, Jimmy, but I'm gonna say there's gonna be new music at these shows, at least some music that we haven't played in a long time. And it's gonna be a great event.
That's awesome. Eric, thank you so much for coming in. Give us the details on that show one more time, Rocker, would you?
Well, let's see. The Grooveless Glove show is coming up later this summer, I think August 26th. So we got a little time. We'll be mentioning that. But the show that's coming up real soon is going to be Baghdad Scuba Review at the Harmony Bar in Madison on Friday, March 31st, along with Electric Spanking and John Schneider Duo.
And the Grooveless Glove, or I'm sorry, the Baghdad Scuba Review does play earlier that night. We're kind of switching things up a little bit, so
oh, yeah.
don't get there late.
The electric,
you might miss out.
Electric Spanking. Tell me about the electric spanking, please.
Yes, the electric spanking started out with members of Baghdad Scuba Review.
Where'd you get the name from, man?
And that's a good question. I don't know if I was even involved. It just kind of came about. But yeah, it conjures up some interesting images, doesn't it?
It sure does. And I'm on the record saying, great job on picking that name out. You nailed it, man. Nailed it.
Yeah, all that's right. That's another great one.
Going to leave that one rest.
And I want to give one more shout out to this great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Fest. That,
oh.
I've heard some rumors. I'm not as involved as I used to be. But for those of you interested in that kind of thing, that was the traditional first weekend in October.
Mm.
And there's some new guys that are taking this over. And I just want to say, if anyone's interested in that kind of thing, they might be picking that festival up again. So,
well, everybody loves marijuana, right?
Oh, you know it.
Okay, we got
at
that.
Least around here
we're safe then.
We're in the bubble of Madison,
right? Eric, thank you so much. It's wonderful.
Hey, thank you.
And let's do some Baghdad Scuba Review right now. Where are you on Max Inc. Radio? We are local music.